Hickok!
Hiya, folks. Hold on to your hats, because here comes another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. You'll hear the exciting story, The Trail to Dead Rock, in just 1 minute. Water meant the difference between life and death in the development of the Old West, and many a battle was fought over the rights to a creek or a spring. One such battle was the springboard for an action-jammed adventure of United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his deputy Jingles. It all started when they stopped to water their horses on the Trail to Dead Rock.
We can turn in at this ranch house, Jingles. I see a watering trough right in front of the barn.
Yeah, we better get Joker a drink or he's liable to sit right down in the middle of the road. You know how stubborn he gets sometimes.
Yeah, maybe he's half mule, partner.
Yeah, I wouldn't be half surprised. Hey, Bill, there's a rancher coming out of the house to say howdy. Now, that's what I call real sociable. Howdy, friend!
Whoa, what's up? Whoa. Howdy, mister.
Howdy, gents. Hey, what can I do for you?
Just like to water our horses, if you don't mind.
Hey, yeah, and if there's a gourd around here, I might have a drink myself.
Well, now, that's the one thing I can't do for you, although I wish the thunder could.
What do you mean? You got water, ain't you?
Nope. Not today.
I don't get you, mister. I thought Dead Rock Creek ran right down through this valley.
Sure it does. It's an all-year stream, too, ain't it?
Yesterday it was. Today it ain't.
Now, hold on. You're not trying to tell us that creek dried up overnight. Why, that just don't make sense.
Yeah, I know it don't, but that's just what it did. It sat down last night, it was running full, and now she's as dry as a chalk flat in July. And it sure got me scratching my head.
Did you ride up to the source?
Yep. Clean up to where it comes out of the hill, dry all the way. Say, ain't you Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles?
Yeah, and we're thirsty, too.
Well, dog my catch. I've been so deep and fret about my water supply, I ain't even asked you to get down and set in the shade. It's right out of them saddles, gents. I'm Hank Rady.
Well, now, thanks. I don't mind resting a bit at that.
I'd like to hear a little more about this water supply, Hank.
Well, that's about all there is to it, Mr. Hickok.
Hey, here come four more riders. I hope they ain't thirsty, too.
That's Cash Dawson. Bought the spread at the top of the valley a month ago. He ain't been very sociable.
Well, he's likely coming to talk about the water, too.
Talking don't start spring. Now, howdy, Dawson. You and your boys get off and set?
I didn't come to set, Rainey. I rode down to talk about water. Here, your creek's dried up.
My creek? Your ranch feeds off Dead Rock Creek, too, don't it? Ain't you out of water, too?
No, Rainey, I got plenty of water. Thought you might like to buy some.
What? Where'd you get water?
Found another source on the side of the hill. I got enough water dammed up to feed the whole valley. But I ain't giving it away.
Bill, that don't sound very neighborly to me.
Quiet, Jingles. Let's see what this leads to.
Now, that beats me.
Yeah, I figured it would. Well, I haven't got all day. If you want water, you pay me $50 a month. If you don't, you can dry up.
Well, $50 a month? Why, that's highway robbery.
You better keep out of this, stranger.
Well, I'm not a stranger. I'm Jingles.
Jingles? Hey, boss, if he's Jingles, that other buckskin-covered gent must be Wild Bill Cox.
You're doggone right he is.
I don't care if he's President Grant. Come on, Rainey, you better make up your mind about that water. I got some other ranchers to call on.
Now, I don't know. $50 a month is right steep.
It'll be $100 the next time I come around.
Yeah. What do you think, Bill?
I think I'd wait a day or so, Hank.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe Jingles and I can find another spring in that hill up there.
You might find something besides a spring, Marshal.
That's right, Dawson. I might find out why a creek runs full one day and dries up the next.
What are you getting at, Hickok?
And I might find out why a brand new creek pops up on your ranch all of a sudden.
You ain't gonna find out.
Now he's going for his gun!
Jumping gophers, did you see that?
Hey, boss, he shot the gun right out of your hand. Let's get out of here.
That's a good piece of advice, Dawson. You better take it.
Yeah. And I'm giving you a piece of advice, Hickok. You stay away from that hill up there. Most of it's on my property. And any water coming out of it is gonna be mine.
Today's Wild Bill Hickok story continues in just 1 minute. Cash Dawson's warning only served to make Wild Bill Hickok more curious. So the late afternoon sun found him riding along the edge of Dawson's ranch with Jingles and Hank Rainey.
Bill, look. Cash Dawson said he had a dam on his property line, and there it is.
And I'll be doggone. And there's plenty of water backed up behind it, too.
You never heard of a creek running down through his ranch before, huh, Hank?
No. Ab Tolan owned this ranch for years, and we was good friends. He took his water from Dead Rock Creek, same as me.
What do you make of it, Bill?
I don't know yet, Jingles. Who owns the hill up there, Hank?
Dawson owns half of it. The other half is on a government section. Nobody owns it.
And that's where the creek's been coming from.
That's right. So everybody had a right to water. Now Cash Dawson's got a stranglehold on the entire valley.
Bill, that sidewinder's pulled something funny here, or I don't weigh no more than a feather.
Looks that way, Jingles, but looks don't count without proof. What do you say we ride up on the hill and have a look?
Hickok, there's Dawson and his men again.
Doggone it, they can't go using me for a target.
Hold your fire, Jingles, they're riding up.
But Bill, I'm...
I warned you, Hickok. Get away from that dam.
Just looking it over, Dawson.
Besides, we're not on your property, so you better watch out how free you're getting with those shooting irons.
I'm within my rights. If you cross that line, I'll gun you down like I would a rustler. So watch your step. Come on, boys, let's ride.
That low down from it. He's going to get me mad once too often if he ain't careful.
Come on, Jingles. Hank's going to show us a spot where Dead Rock Creek starts out from the hillside. Get along there, Buckshot.
Well, get up, Joker. I sure hope we find something that'll give me an excuse to go after that Cash Dawson and haul him right into jail. I'm getting plumb fed up with his shenanigans.
There, you can see the way the land lies, Mr. Hickok.
We on the government section now, Hank?
That's right. The hill ahead of us is at the head end of the valley. Everything slopes down from here.
Oh, Buckshot. Let's take a look at this.
Oh, Joker. Yeah. Bill, you can see all the ranches stretching out down below us.
Where does Cash Dawson's spread start, Hank?
Right about halfway the hill where that hogback juts out.
Bill, that puts half the hill on Dawson's land and half on the government section.
That's right. Now, where's the source of Dead Rock Creek?
It's straight ahead of us. You see that hole in the side of the hill?
Sure. The land slopes both ways from that hogback.
Yep.
Maybe that gives me an idea. Come on, let's get up there. Up, Buckshot. Come
on. Uh-oh. Look out, Hank. Cinch up your gun belt and check your trigger finger. Bill gets that look in his eyes. Things are about to happen.
Well, if it brings water back to my spread, I'm for it.
Where are we going, Bill?
For a closer look at that hole in the side of the hill, Jingle.
Well, you ain't thinking about maybe crawling in that hole, are you, Bill? Are you, huh? I hope not.
It just might come to that, partner.
Oh, but Bill, just look. It's black as Cash Dawson's heart in there.
Then I hope you've got a pocket full of matches, Jingle. Come on.
But, Bill, if we go in this black forbidden tunnel, something awful's liable to happen.
Oh, come on, get in there.
Me going there first?
No, I'm going first, and then Hank, and you can bring up the rear.
Oh, well, that's better. Lead on, I'm right behind you.
Watch your head, Mr. Hickok.
All right, Chuck, Chuckhead, welcome.
Bill, it's Cash Dawson.
It's a good place to bury that nosy Hickok.
Pull back in here, Jingles. They got us surrounded.
Bill! Bill, you heard him. This is like stepping in your own grave.
They were waiting for us, Hickok.
Looks that way, Hank. Must have been watching us all along.
Yeah, and you were so dadburn curious about this dry creek bed, we didn't even see him.
Now, it's got to bottle up, Hickok. This is once too often you meddle in somebody else's business.
You low-down varmint! You stick your head up out of that bush and you ain't gonna have no business for anybody to meddle in.
Fellows, you've got that dynamite set.
Sure, Cap. I'm just sitting here with a knife ready to strike it.
And go ahead.
Bill, you hear that?
They got some dynamite out there somewhere.
Sounds like it was up above us.
Hey, fellow, what are you waiting for?
I ain't waiting for nothing. The fuse is burning. Run for your lives.
Bill, we better get out of here.
No, Jingles, get back in the tunnel, quick.
Bill, those rocks. Hickok, it's coming from up above.
They're closing the entrance to this tunnel.
Bill, we'll be buried alive in here.
All right, Merrill, hurry up. Hit the saddle. That gets Hickok and those other two jaspers out of our way for good. Now I'm going to control this whole valley.
It ought to be easy with you owning the whole water supply. Them ranchers can't live without water. But I ain't so sure about Hickok. I'd rather seen him stretched out.
Now, stop worrying. They can't dig out through the side of that mountain with their bare hands. We've seen the last of them. Now, let's ride. Up. Yeah.
Jingles. Hank.
Here I am, Hickok.
You all right, Hank?
Yeah, but I can't see a blasted thing.
Where's Jingles? Jingles!
Doggone it! Wait till I catch my breath, will you? You gotta be a gopher to go running around inside of a mountain, and I ain't no gopher.
He's all right, Hank. Anytime Jingles can cut loose with that kind of talk, he's got nothing worse than his feathers ruffled.
Feathers ruffled, my Aunt Tootie. I'm scratched and battered within an inch of my life. Now we're buried under half the mountain in a pitch-black tunnel. Well, I ain't exactly happy about it.
Yeah, Dawson had that dynamite right handy.
That's right, he did. Jingles, light one of those matches and let's have a look around.
All right. But I don't know what you think you're looking for.
We're standing in the dry creek bed, gents. That's what we came to look at.
Yeah, and I wish I'd have never seen it.
Well, if it had water in it yesterday, it had to come from someplace farther back in the mountain.
Yeah, and it had to go someplace to let this creek dry up all of a sudden, too.
That's all true, gents. But where does it get us?
It gets us to a starting place. Jingles, there's a dry root near your lead over. Strike another match and we'll have a torch.
Yeah. At least we can see enough not to go stumbling around like a four-day-old puppy. Okay, now what?
If the creek came from back in the mountain, we'll follow it up to where it stopped. Now, come on.
Give me the creek. It's just like exploring your own grave, Bill.
Wait a minute.
Now what, Bill?
There's fresh air in this tunnel.
Hey, by gad, there is.
There is?
Yeah.
Hey, you're right, Bill. Well, at least we won't suffocate. But starving to death ain't easy either.
All right, let's go. And watch your head, Jingles. It's getting smaller, huh?
If it gets much smaller, I'm not going to be able...
Hold it, Jingles.
Huh? What's the matter, Bill?
Be quiet. Listen.
Bill, I hear something. A roaring sound.
Me too. What do you make of that, Hickok?
That's water, eh?
Water?
That's right, partner. That's the sound water makes when it's running underground.
Bill, if this creek dried up overnight, maybe it could fill up all of a sudden, too.
Easy, Jingles. Now, don't get excited.
Excited? But, Bill, if it filled up all of a sudden with us trapped in here, we'd be drowned. We wouldn't have a chance.
Today's Wild Bill Hickok story continues in just 1 minute. When Wild Bill explained that the roaring sound back in the tunnel was made by water running underground, Jingles expected the worst.
Bill, I tell you, if that water's coming this way, we're goners, sure.
It's not coming this way, Jingles. Don't lose your head.
You're right, Hickok. Don't seem to be getting any louder.
Come on, maybe we're getting somewhere.
Well, what good does it do you to get somewhere when that somewhere ain't nowhere but deeper down in the ground? Oh, doggone it.
We're getting closer to the war, Hickok.
Yeah, keep up here with that torch, will you, Jingles?
Keep up? I'm practically crawling on my hands and knees, and you want me to run.
Not much more, Jingles. Yeah, hand me that torch.
All right, take it. At least it'll give me another hand to crawl with.
Hold it.
Well, I'll be off.
Over what, dadgummit, I can't see by you. Bill, tell me what you found.
Looks like the very thing we were looking for, Jingles.
Well, then tell me, what were you looking for?
Oh, come on, crawl up a little closer.
Oh, crawl up a little closer. You'd think I was a baby. Next thing you'll be giving me a rattle to play with. All right, I'm here and I... Oh, holy hot dog, would you look at that.
I'm looking, and I'm not liking it.
Yeah, Jingles, no more mystery about how Hank's water supply dried up. Now we know the secret of Dead Rock Creek.
Dynamite again. If that Cash Dawson was any lower, he'd have to reach up to touch bottom.
He couldn't reach it if he did.
It was all very simple. When he found that old mine tunnel on his side of the hill, all he had to do was dynamite a thin wall of dirt out, make the whole creek turn down on his property.
Then he built the dam at the lower end of the spread to hold it away from the ranchers.
Stole it from us so he could sell it back to us. Wait till the ranchers hear about this.
Yeah, wait till we tell them. That'll be... Now, doggone it, how are we going to tell them? We know all about it, but it's not doing us any good. Turn that cash dolphin anyway.
Sit down, Cash. Every man, son of them's got blood in his eye for you.
Don't you worry about me, Pharaoh. I can handle them. They don't come across with the money. They don't get the water.
Yeah, well, I hope they don't start them.
If they do, we've got enough gunmen hit out to wipe them out for the last man.
Yeah. They're getting off their horses. Walking up here. They sure look mean, boss.
They don't look like nothing but an easy living for us, to me.
Dawson, we want to talk to you.
Yeah?
Well, I've had all the palaver I want to hear. The only thing that'll talk to me is money. $50 a piece from every Jasper among you.
That's highway robbery.
That's the deal. Take it or leave it.
You thieving sidewinder, you can't do a thing like this in our valley and live.
Boss, I got his drawn. Winged him, Cash.
Let that be a warning to you hammerheads. He was lucky. The next one that tries to plug me is headed for Boot Hill on a board. Now, come on, make your minds. I haven't got all day.
We got to ride all that water, Dawson.
That's none of your business. I got it. That's enough.
You just built that dam 2 weeks ago. Yesterday, there wasn't no water in it.
And today, there is. Now, step up one at a time and hand me your $50. Then I'll open the gate some like that.
Hey, boss, there's something going on. Them ranchers are looking up the hill behind us.
Don't take your eyes off of them, Pharaoh. It's a trick and it won't work.
It's Wild Bill. Wild Bill Hickok.
Boss, you hear that? And look, it is Hickok. How'd he get out?
Let's get out of here.
Hold it, Dawson. Stay right where you are.
Yeah, and you too, you water-stealing sidewinders, have come to the end of your crooked trail.
You just think so, Hickok.
Well, look.
All right, leave your gun on the ground, Dawson, and let's hear you talk. Those ranchers have a full explanation coming from you.
I ain't telling them nothing.
All right, you tell them, Bill.
Gents, we found out why Dead Rock Creek went dry and Dawson's dam filled up the same day. He dynamited a turn in the creek back in the hillside.
Yeah, and that made it run down on his side of the line. He built this dam to hold it.
Now we're going to dynamite his dam and everybody will have water again. I brought a couple of sticks of Dawson's own dynamite to use in blowing it up. Stand back, everybody. Jingles, hang me a match.
I sure will, Hank. Fact of the matter is, I'd take pleasure in lighting that fuse myself.
Then go ahead.
Well, here she goes. Burns real good, don't it?
Well, turn it loose, Jingles, before it blows you up.
Huh? Oh, yeah. I'll just toss it right into the dam. There.
There she goes. Now the whole valley will have water again.
Yeah. Dawson and his wards won't be here to appreciate it.
I should have shot you when I had that chance, Hickok.
Well, you can think about that in jail, Dawson.
What I want to know is how you got out that tunnel.
Oh, I can tell you that. It was easy. Bill just said if water comes from someplace, it's got to go someplace. And if you follow it, that's the place you get to. And we did. See, things like that are simple to explain.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Matheson, and Andy Devine.
Thanks for being with us today, folks, and we'll be back again on Friday.
You bet we will, Guy, with a story about one of nature's animal outlaws called The Trail of the Killer Wolf.
So long, kid.
See you Friday. Choo-choo-choo. Choo-choo-choo's your favorite cereal.
You tell them, Andy.
Yeah, from Kellogg's Variety Pack.
Yes, keep the whole family happy every morning for breakfast. Roll out freshness and variety. 10 individual serving size boxes with 10 assorted Kellogg's cereal favorites, including 2 ready sweetened treats that you get in Kellogg's Variety Pack.
Choo-choo-choo's your favorite.
From Kellogg's Variety Pack at your grocer's. Greatest Name in Cereals has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Matheson and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Jack Mather, Hal Gerard, Lou Krugman, and Dusty Walker. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Aram. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, reminding you to listen again on Friday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!